Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bergstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
That's well done, Mike Rankin. Well done. Especially considering the nature of the subject. Greg Davis, our engineer, just came in here.
He gave you the disapproving parent look.
You're so disappointed.
Yep.
But if you're on Twitch right now, twitch.tv/Cogger670score, you can see that the broken microphone has been removed. And apparently it's going to be fairly easy to replace, so I don't feel as bad.
The
now.
Microphone itself is fine. The expensive right. part is fine. The Electro Voice 5000 or whatever these are is fine. If you actually damage the microphone, then you got issues here.
Then they're going to send me home. But thanks to Greg for coming in and hopefully getting all this thing settled before transition happens. And I imagine that he will. I would tell you that I think he gets it fixed before noon. You want to take the over or the under? If I say 12:01, by the time Greg Davis gets the new microphone up and running in here.
I'll say under.
Ray?
I'm always going to go under with my man, Greg Davis.
I'll say under.
Just be, worker.
Yeah, he's a clean desk guy, too. Because he's on the to-do list. He's gonna. This is one he can just knock out, get done, not worry about it.
Throw it away.
Right.
Like the mic stand. Okay, so you have all of this stuff that's going on inside of the Greg Popovich press conference. You got Will asking the question, the first two questions of it. And then it's basically Will asked the question, he asked another question, and then it was the Sam Smith and Greg Popovich show. And most of it was, you know, I like wine. And if you talk to your players about the trade deadline, da, 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 da. But they got into a conversation late in the press conference that I think will be illuminating to why perhaps one of the best players on the Bulls is reluctant to shoot three-pointers. This is Greg Popovich giving you his thoughts about what the three-pointer has and has not done for the game of basketball.
I'll give you my answer that's, you know, a bit cynical, but a bit what I honestly feel. I think we should have a four-point shot and a five-point shot so we can make it a total circus. And then we won't even do basketball anymore. Let's make it like a carnival for the fans, and they can all yell and scream when somebody hits a five-pointer.
So you're, in other words, in support of the way it's going.
Yeah.
I wanted to add on to that. Actually, it's
boring, is what it is.
Thank you for that. Yeah. So
very boring.
Yeah. But do you think it'll change? I mean, do you think the league? I mean,
no.
You
know, the rules are whatever. It can't change because analytically, it's true. I mean, I can tell you how many games, and this is one of the way the question before I keep the guys up a little bit. We play some teams that, you know, are obviously more talented, but we'll have more assists. We will have shot more free throws, have more points in the paint, have more fast break points. And then maybe we made 7 threes and they made 14. Game over. That's the first thing you look at now when you look at the stat sheet. Because the other stuff is minimized because of the emphasis that the three-point shot has on the game.
Do you think the league will ever take away the corner three, you know, and sort of make it just fewer? Or would you like to see that?
I would, you know, I'm not in their meetings. I don't think they care what I think. No, but, no, they don't care. But I think that would be pretty cool because it's the easiest thing to do. It would change rotations. It would change the way people think about playing defense, what to give up and not give up. It would help a lot because it's the way it is. The guy in the corner ends up open an inordinate amount of times, and not because anybody necessarily made a mistake. It's just rotation-wise, you can't get there, especially if you're going to try to take somebody out of the game. You know, somebody's doing really well, and you want to take them out, double-team them or whatever. If you want to blitz a pick-and-roll, you can't do that. That's one of the reasons everybody switches. You know, so if you have 5 men who can switch, your team is totally different. And you play 1 through 5 red, and you're in front of everybody. You don't leave anybody open. That's why I said it's boring.
Yeah, and just to follow up on that, because the league essentially said, well, we're going to award one more point, 50% more for a shot. But if you're doing something else well, like an assist or a block or some element of the other game, we're not going to give you any more for that. So do you think that'll ever change where you say, well, maybe we'll reward, you know, blocks, or maybe we'll reward something else?
I think a little bit more time has to go by so that there are more people who think it's boring. And that general momentum, I think, can bring about some creativity where what you're talking about there can happen. And that's what the G League does, you know, the experimentation that they do down there. I think it should become even more drastic to employ some of those kinds of notions, for sure.
So what do you hear there,
oh,
Dan?
God. Okay, let me start. First of all, I would like a little bit of self-awareness. And I mentioned Theo before. But where Theo Epstein has now become a consultant to Major League Baseball to try to make the game more aesthetically pleasing, more interesting, more fun to watch, and a better experience, he at least took personal responsibility. He said, a lot of this is my fault for analytically understanding we want to make games 4.5 hours in Boston because we can draw walks, because on-base percentage matters, everything that's happened with velocity, everything that's happened with launch angle, etc. And at least it started with a little bit of self-awareness, because Greg Popovich, I love him to death, but that's the same guy that was re-engineering pick-and-roll actions for the corner three. He was one of the people that popularized, wait a second, so this is three, and this is shorter than the other three, but it's still worth 50% more? Okay, here's how Danny Green's going to start one way down the lane. We're going to set a pick. He's going to come right back out the other side. You think he's going this way? Nope. We're reversing the action. Ball comes over the top. Bang, bang, right in the pocket. Boom. Same thing with Tony Parker. See, earlier with Bruce Bowen, he did a lot of that stuff. He took the Utah screen roll, but made it for a third guy, that the result of that action wasn't for
a dive,
the ball
cut
handler,
to
it wasn't for the Karl Malone flattening out and shooting a baseline. It was to make that action, pull a defender off a corner three-point shooter or wing three-point shooter. So just give me some self-awareness and some understanding there. That's fine. I get everything he's saying. But it also bugs me that if that's what DeMar bought in, and that's the DeMar's belief, and like you use the term radicalized, which is obviously a charged term, but I totally understand what you mean by it. Games are still decided by who's got more points.
Right.
Like, until they change that, until they change the scoreboard and the winning and losing based on number of points, You got to do this. Now, maybe they'll rewind some of these. Maybe they'll dial it back, just like baseball's getting rid of shifting. Baseball's trying.
Are you okay with them eliminating the corner three?
I don't know. But here, the problem I have then is the unintended consequence of if you stop the three-point line at past the wing, or you stop that, then you're going to have a defense. It's just going to change the shape of the defense. Now, you're going to be able to position people differently, and it's going to clog up the interior again, too. You're going to have a lot more hard fouls. There's going to be a lot more. If you think rim protection is a thing now, I don't necessarily think it's going to bring back the mid-range game. If that's what you're, if your goal is to do that, I don't know that taking away the corner three does it.
I'm not sure about it either. And I couldn't tell if Sam was joking when he was saying, you know, maybe blocks or assists. Like I didn't understand what he was.
He's saying,
can you get like a point
right,
for that?
Or? Right. That's what he's saying. It's award points for that on the scoreboard.
I think considering the history of the 3-point shot and it going back into the ABA, do you think basketball is boring?
No.
I don't either. But obviously, he's seen thousands upon thousands upon thousands of games. I do also wonder, is part of his issue with this that he doesn't have a roster with players that can make 3-pointers? And if he did, if he had players like what he had with Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili, and when they were running some of this action, would he still feel the same way about it? Like, it kind of came off as boomerish. It kind of came off of, like, back in my day, things were better.
Little Jim Boeheim.
Yeah.
We were talking about yesterday.
And, I mean, look, him and Sam were joking about it. Like, that's why I put up on Twitter where Sam joked and said, I'm happy to be in a room where I'm not the only one that people think should retire.
And then Pop high-fived him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it was cute.
I do wonder if all of these things, if you don't like the game this much and it doesn't look like things are going to get better for San Antonio anytime soon, then it probably is time to go.
It's the way he said it, too, about looking at the score sheet immediately after the game. Because you know these coaches, they literally hand them a piece of paper. It's 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, and that's their whole life on there, their whole game's on there. And I think what he's saying is, as a coach, he feels like he did his job.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're assisting on field goals, they're getting points in the paint, they're running the floor. The bellwethers that used to mean, that used to be causal and correlative to victory and success, are rendered less so by the 3-point shot.
Okay, great. Right, so adjust. Like, obviously, that's the case.
Defend it.
Defend it better or exploit it on the offensive end. I don't get what's so hard about it. Like, I get that trying to find players that are actually going to be effective 3-point shooters, but I don't know. Like, I'm fine with half court and seeing guys work in a half court. But as you said, if you're telling me there's an opportunity for 50% more on each three that I take, and we know kind of what the math is about what your percentage needs to be if you're trading threes for twos, adjust, and coach it.
It isn't just that, too. It's the evolution of the young player. It's the Steph Curry generation that begat Trae Young and Damian Lillard that's going to beget. You think the shooting's good now? The kids are practicing logo threes.
I agree, but I also think that when I watch Trae Young, I'm watching a bastardized version of what Steph Curry does, because I feel like Trae Young doesn't move the way that Steph Curry does. Like, tracking Steph Curry in a half-court set and watching what he puts the defender through to get those open looks. With Trae Young, I feel like I'm just watching a guy who's like, I can shoot it from here. You also could take a step forward and shoot it from behind the arc, but it's not 30 feet. It's 27, and you have a better likelihood of making that shot. And with Dame, I think Dame just kind of evolved. Where he's out here taking, he did it last night, took a 35-footer and knocked it down. I think that people want to try and play like Steph, but Steph's unique in his ability to make the shot and his ability to make defenses work. So you can talk about the generation of kids that are grown up idolizing Steph Curry, but it's the same as the guys that grew up idolizing Jordan but weren't Jordan. You know, like all the Harold Miner. Here's Harold Miner. He's baby Jordan. No, he's not.
No, he's not. And stop calling him that.
Please.
The 971 texter, whoever that is, says, make the corner three worth 2.5.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, all this stuff is certainly worth discussing, but then you have to figure out how far up that line toward the top you're going to go it to. Is there a 2.75 shot in there too? You're going to start strategizing some of that, and what that would do to the way you set lines. Can you win a game by a half point?
Oh my God!
Right?
Feels very CBA-ish.
110.5 to 110. He hit the 2.5 point shot to win it. I mean, think about end game situations and how you would do some of that stuff. It's kind of cool.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.